This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And today on the show, we've been asking you if you could set KPIs for your boss or leader, what would they be and why? You can get in touch with us on Instagram, it's at BFM Radio, or Twitter, it's at BFM Radio. Or you can send in a WhatsApp text message, 018-789-8899. And we're discussing this because, you know, we've got new leaders in the cabinet. And also we thought, you know, in the corporate world, what kind of KPIs would you set for your, you know, leaders and your bosses? And you know, talking about how do you measure those KPIs as well. So get in touch with us. Let us know your thoughts on that. Following that, we've got a story on how Alipay is now, you know, going forwards with their digital transformation plan. And they are set to, you know, gain huge advantage over, you know, rivals like WeChat and also Meituan, you know, despite the coronavirus outbreak. And following that, we've got a story about COVID-19 funds, you know, especially in Australia, who recently announced their economic stimulus package. And also yesterday, you know, here in Malaysia, we've announced sort of like a fund for COVID-19. Now, going back to our main story, remember, you can get in touch with us, Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio. Send in your thoughts on KPIs for your bosses, your leaders, your ministers.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Now, many organizations are now being more open to, like being more inclusive and interactive when setting KPIs for team members.
Yeah.
And also in the rare occasion for team leads. This means they are welcoming input not only from department heads and managers and, you know, your HR rep, but also analysts and team members. Mm. So you could be setting KPIs for your leaders very soon. It's rarely ever the case here, right, to actually set KPIs for your leader. It's always like top-down approach.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, you know, more recently, we've also heard rumblings from several segments of the Rakyat about how, you know, our new government under Perikatan Nasional doesn't really have a manifesto for us to gauge how effective they're going to be in carrying out their promises. You know, what are their KPIs? We have all these new cabinet ministers, but what are they going to do? You know, we can't hold them to the promises that we did Pakatan Harapan, right? So, you know, how do you set KPIs for your leaders? Not just your boss and your immediate supervisor, but also for our ministers, right? Now, we spoke to several experts. Now, first up, we have Keith Leong from KRA Group, and we asked him about metrics and, you know, why we need some form of metrics in every situation, especially with our leaders.
Yeah, well, why indeed do we need metrics? I mean, I guess it comes from this very kind of modern managerialist idea that, you know, you should be able to measure the performance of anyone in authority. I guess the fact is that it's very hard. It's a very imprecise science.
And then we also have now four new senior ministers as opposed to one deputy minister, right? And they have new roles. We also have like new portfolios in the cabinet as well. So how do you, for the new roles and roles that are not clearly defined, we ask Keith, now what metrics could you use?
I think some metrics are universal. It could be in many ways. It could be their own direct interactions with the people. It could be how good their social media is. You know, do they... You know, are they able to carry themselves well? You know, are they able to clearly articulate? Can they do it in such a way that would engage the people? Do they have technical competence? It varies from individual to individual, but I think there's a need, especially I think in our Malaysian context, for at least the appearance of competence and the ability to communicate, especially in multiracial settings. I think these are universal.
We also asked Keith, you know, what are the best practices when setting KPIs with new leaders in place?
I don't really. I mean, it's the job is very qualitative. I like to think at least my job is very qualitative. So it's not very healthy. If you set yourself, I want to do X number of things and all that. I mean, some people may like it. Some people may think it's important, but I quite frankly don't. I mean, I guess one way maybe is if, you know, I think of the person I was maybe say like 1 year ago, 10 years ago, 5-10 years ago, you know, and just see how much I've grown in that sense, you know. So, but different people measure themselves in different ways, and there's no gold standard, there's no box standard, and it's not very hard. I don't know how good it will be for your mental health if you try and set yourself standards which may not necessarily apply to you.
Yeah, so that was actually Keith talking about how to set your own KPIs to enable growth. So we also asked him about the best practices when setting KPIs for new leaders.
One way is to see, like, you know, do they repeat the same mistakes that the leaders that they displace make, you know? But that's also that may not also be a good way, because, you know, I mean, there's some mistakes all leaders make, you know, in the very long run, you know, all leaders have to struggle with hubris, you know, to struggle with, you know, decay, believing in your own, you know, your own music, as it were, you know, it's tough, you know. So it is universal, but it's almost contradictory, you know. There's some contradictory, you know. Some things are universal, but, you know, it also really depends on the context of it, you know. Every generation has its own challenges, but sometimes they repeat ourselves, but it may not seem different and all that. It's really a hindsight question, which there are no easy answers for.
Yeah. And finally, we asked Keith to look beyond borders. You know, are there any notable examples from other nations that we could follow in performance metrics?
I hesitate to name any other country, you know, because again, every country is different and all that, you know. I mean, like, we can't really compare ourselves to Singapore, because really, I mean, it's just a big island, really. I think the key way to measure ourselves is that, you know, how we treat each other, how we treat the most vulnerable and dispossessed people in our society. And, you know, if we treat each other well, then that means we're a successful as a nation. And if not, then no, we aren't, you know. But the important thing, really, you know, it's kindness, it's inclusion, it's accessibility, really. It's, you know, it's, are we helping all our people gain their best potential to live their best lives, to be the best people they can be, regardless of whatever background they come from, you know. And I think that's what we need to measure ourselves against, really.
That was Keith Leong from KRA Group. Now, I think one of the things that he mentioned there that really stood out for me is, I guess, when it comes to our leaders, it's communication. And, you know, the we're living in this day and age where we have direct access to our leaders, our ministers, our adun, because everyone is on social media, right?
Yeah.
And so it's even greater for them to now, because they have access to us and we have access to them, that they accurately communicate what is it that they're trying to do. And, you know, if there needs to be an explanation in any situation, that you have several platforms that you can actually communicate to the rakyat to.
Yeah, I mean, if you're appointed as leaders in your area, you really are responsible. Your job at the end of the day is for the people, right? And so I'd be very interested to see what the new manifesto is right now. I think we also did, like, with the previous government, like a 100-day report, right? And also, to be fair, like, okay, in the even if you can't meet it, like, within that time frame that you are in government, that you are able to achieve it. But we need to see this progressive report. It's got to be measurable. I need to see this. I need to know where we're going. If it makes sense, right?
You know, actually, it is very challenging for any new government to take place, especially now in the current climate with, you know, COVID-19 seems to be on the rise, right? But in that hindsight, the one way of looking at it is that your KPI should really just be focusing on the economy and the health of the citizens itself, right? So that should be your utmost priority, because that's what people are concerned and worried about. So, you know, come up with plans and how you're going to tackle it, you know, how you're going to implement it. Implementation always seems to be, you know, sort of like our, you know, Achilles heel.
Execution.
You know, execution of it, right?
Grand plans.
You know, we're great in coming up with these plans and ideas. So, you know, can we now move to that next step where we can implement them? And because implementation is really crucial during the time of COVID-19. So I guess everyone knows what needs to be done, and the KPIs can be very straightforward, as in dealing with, you know, COVID-19. But how exactly are we going to deal with this? It's going to be interesting to see what they do next, right? Anyways, you know, we will continue in this discussion, and we actually have Professor Dr. Muhammad Tajuddin Muhammad Razdi, a social commentator, to give his insights onto certain portfolios and, you know, what are some of the KPIs for those portfolios. We'll have a listen to that in just a second. We are asking you, if you could set KPIs for your boss or your leader, what would they be and why? You can get in touch and let us know your thoughts on Instagram. It's at BFM Radio, or Twitter at BFM Radio. And you can also send in a WhatsApp text message, 018-789-8899. We'll be right back with more after this. BFM 89.9.
Business, finance, and music. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And we've been asking you, if you could set KPIs for your boss or leader, what would they be and why? You can get in touch and let us know your thoughts. If you had the opportunity to set KPIs for your own boss, we will keep you anonymous if you would like to be remained anonymous, in case your boss is also listening to the show at the same time as you are. We will, you know, keep you anonymous. So let us know on Twitter and Instagram. It's at BFM Radio, or you could send in a WhatsApp text message 018-789-8899. We have a text message from WhatsApp.
From Raz. He said he must come on time.
Yeah.
He or she,
He or she must come on time.
Punctuality.
Yeah. I mean, that's, in a way, is you know, setting the standards, right? Mm. I don't think you should put it as a KPI, because that's more like a task. You know, we tend to confuse goals and tasks, you know. That's just more like a, you know, be on time because you're a leader.
Yeah, but punctuality, I think, is kind of a given, right? Because, you know, what kind of, like you say, you know, you're setting an example for the team. If you come in late as the leader, then everyone thinks that it's okay to come in a little late sometimes, you know, and that, you know, if you leave early, then they feel, oh, you know, it's all right.
It's
acceptable
right,
to leave early as well. So I don't think that's a KPI, but it is a fair bet. I think it's, you should lead by example.
Yeah. And actually, it's interesting because a couple of days ago, the Morning Run did like a poll on, you know, are you confident with the new current, you know, cabinet lineup? And the majority of y'all actually replied by saying that, you know, wait and see.
Yeah.
You know, we want to, you know, still give them a chance. Let's see what they can do. Mm-hmm. And this wait and see has then caused us in, like, you know, what are we waiting for and what do we want to see in that sense, right? So hence the topic of like setting KPIs. And that's why I think, you know, we've decided to look into, you know, a few portfolios that will affect, you know, the especially for the SME and the business community.
Yeah, so we spoke to social commentator Professor Dr. Muhammad Tajuddin Muhammad Rasti, and we asked him, you know, we spoke to him, asked him to gather his thoughts on how best to set KPIs for multiple portfolios in our new cabinet, namely education, higher education ministry, religion, unity, and housing. Here's what he had to say. We will start off with the education ministry.
I think the greatest challenge for the Ministry of Education is to ensure once again that public schools are relevant to all races and the people of Malaysia. At the moment, it seems that only one or two race is dominant in the schools. This can be done by, first of all, ensuring that we have a batch of teaching force that is more racially balanced. That's number one. Number two, I would like to see the Minister of Education reducing the bureaucracy of filling in forms and numbers in all these software things, as well as making sure that the administrators in the education ministry, which I think numbers in the hundreds of thousands, instead of taking care of teachers, they should be redeployed to be teachers themselves in order to reduce the student-to-teacher ratio, which is unacceptable now at 1:40 in many parts of the urban areas. Those two are very critical in terms of delivering a more quality education, as well as more empowerment to teachers, instead of looking over their backs, trying to fulfill a certain syllabus that is in many ways unachievable. In that manner, I think teaching would once again be more valuable to all concerns, and also something which is meaningful.
You know, like, I think, you know, that's like a really good KPI set for education itself, right? Having that balance ratio. You know, I came from the, you know, local education here, right? And government schools and stuff. And I was like one of 100 of, you know, students that was of a different race. And, like, you know, I was like the only one. You know, so it's always like, you know, how do you balance that, man, that ratio out, right? In order for me to also feel, in a way, inclusive in some sense, right?
So, and I think back in the day also, we definitely had only one teacher to, I don't know, about 40 plus students, you know, in a class. So, you know, balancing that and having that attention for the kids is also very important. Mm.
Did you know in Singapore, and this is my friend living in an HDB flat, that they try, because they try to make sure that the mix of the HDB is a reflection of the nation.
Mm.
So you cannot, you know, like there won't be too many of one particular race in each. It's a real reflection of the numbers in that country, in that area. So, you know, like you tend to be like certain pockets of area will have two predominantly too many of one race or whatever, that kind of thing. So that's what they try to do in Singapore with the HDB, right?
Yeah. Where, yeah.
We also asked Professor Tajuddin about, we have a new higher education ministry back again, you know, it was taken away, but now it's back again. So we asked him his thoughts on the higher education portfolio.
With respect to the higher education ministry, I think the metric should be not about the number of papers published or research done, because that's what seems to be in the mind of most ministers. I disagree with that because many of the research or the papers have not much relevance to developing our society and our country. I think the more important metric to be considered here, or KPI, is how much does this research impact on society to the point that people will now be able to recognize centers of research, individual professors, instead of them being simply in isolation.
Yeah, we also asked Professor Tajuddin about his thoughts on the religion portfolio.
With regard to the Mufti who became the minister, I think his KPI should be, first of all, to devise ways in which Malaysian can accept each other's religion. At the moment, the narrative of religion hangs on mine is right and others are wrong. He needs to bring the idea of acceptance to all of the Malaysian people who has faith in their own religion. The second thing that he needs to do is to make sure that most or all of the sermons that each religion give to the adherents should contain the idea of shared values. And this is very important. At the moment, religions such as Islam or the Friday sermon doesn't contain any of these shared values. And how are we to live as a nation when we do not consider that others are the same as us? We live in isolation to one another, even though we are next door to one another.
That's actually very interesting in the sense that, you know, it's really trying to promote the what we are proud of, a multiracial society.
Yeah, and that brings us to the next portfolio, which is unity.
With respect to the new Ministry of Unity, the important KPI would be to have each of the religion communicate with each other the shared history of all of their religion in Malaysia and how this religion build up upon each other as well as help each other in terms of developing the country. Aspects of sharing of this type of history as well as culture needs to be inculcated not only in the young but also at the university level. And I think if we have the basis of this shared heritage, as I have written it, I think we could do much better at moving forward.
And finally, Professor Tajuddin had some thoughts on KPIs for the housing ministry.
With regards to housing, the minister needs to relook at the idea of new family structures. We have graduates having difficulty getting their own housing. How is it that civil servants are able to be given housing and not many of the citizens who are struggling to make a living? So the answer lies in relooking at the way what I term as transitory housing, solutions like capsule houses as well as micro apartments. That is quite common in countries like Hong Kong as well as in Japan, where the apartments or the housing are a bit more expensive due to land requirement. The policies about housing, such as the ones that we have now with respect to condominiums, apartments, terrace houses, need to be relooked again because of these new family structures that the graduates or the new graduates are having, as well as the mode of work, which is now different within the internet generation and fast speed communication. So it needs to be relooked, not in relation to just providing numbers and numbers and numbers of unaffordable housing, but to really look at the new structure of family and living conditions that is more in line with today's work culture, recreation, as well as social structures.
Yeah, that was Professor Tajuddin Mohd Rasdi, social commentator, you know, a regular on BFM as well. I like that last part when he spoke about, you know, the structure of the new structures of family and living conditions that are more in line with today's work culture. Because, you know, people are working, especially now, you know, because of the coronavirus, a lot of people are actually working from home. And, you know, it really begs the question of, like, you know, are our houses and our the way we live, you know, are we moving into that direction where we are allowed to work from home more often? Also, you know, does it cater to the gig economy and things like that as well? So
I guess, you know, in a way, it comes down to the communication part. Right? So imagine if, you know, these KPIs that, you know, if it ever been, you know, set in place, and then it builds trust, it builds confidence, and you know where the direction of the country is going to be heading, especially in light of COVID-19. And then from there, it's the implementation. But then you can't just, you know, set random KPIs. You got to speak to the people, you got to know the problems, got to know the issues. So a lot of the examples that, of course, Professor Dr. Mohd Tajuddin gave was really about, you know, answering the plight of the citizens of you know, Malaysia itself, no matter race or culture or background or age as well, right? So with that, you know, hopefully there is that streamline understanding. It comes down to communication first before you can set KPIs. You can't just set KPIs in a room and, you know, over dinner and stuff like that, right? So yeah.
Yeah, and then you wonder why, you know, that it's not really affecting change or making progress.
Yeah.
Know, just because, you know, sometimes these things are done, like even in maybe a smaller business setting, you just rip something off the internet, you know, because like you have a social media manager, digital marketing manager, and then you don't know, because it's a new entity, you know, it's
what
a new
is their
job.
KPI?
Yeah. And so what is their KPI? Let's go Google it up, you know, and that's not always going to work. You need to set KPIs that are fitting to your goals and your targets.
Let us know if you could set KPIs for your boss or your leader. What would they be and why? Get in touch with us on Twitter or Instagram. It's at BFM Radio. Or you could send in a WhatsApp text message. It's 018-789-8899. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.